the offer, but of course it's true that there was divergence, as you all know. Spring between Bureau of Engineering and Bureau of Construction Repair. So we put them together. We made the Bureau of Ships. Now they're all one Bureau. There's one man at the head of it to control both over the designs of pearl and of machinery.
President, do you have any other travel plans, inspection trips,
and speaking engagements? Well, we're going to have to head to three schoolhouses on Saturday. And he's surely coming. Probably not. And if it's just possible, I may go to Waterfleet. But instead of that, I may come straight back here. Don't know yet. And I don't know yet, I may come back Sunday night. without going to Waterfleet, and I still may go to Waterfleet and come back Monday night.
Mr. Feldman, that with respect to the Pittsburgh speech, I think that's been announced, has it not?
No speech from Pittsburgh.
Well, there's I've been told that there's something doing there in connection with this housing celebration.
They've got some kind of a, I don't know what they're laying in the cornerstone, a dedication of the 100,000, not house, but apartment.
USA
change. Yeah. It won't be a speech.
Yeah.
What?
What's
the name of the speech? I don't know it. I don't know. Except it's been
said. Do you view the reopening of Burma Road as the removal of a barrier to world trade?
Questions you have to ask the State Department.
Getting back from Burma Road
to
Pittsburgh.
What
mill will you expect there?
What field? That I don't know.
You'll
have to ask Pa. I think Pa knows.
Who?
Pa. What?
Oh. You mean general?
Yeah.
Mr. President, getting away from Pittsburgh.
Which way are you going? Which way are you going now? West or east?
Back to Far East.
Back to Far East.
The new Japanese foreign minister, in an interview with the International News Service this morning, the presidency at the panel of the Fair War on the United States, or the United States against the European War.
Never heard of the interview, George, I'm sorry.
I heard from him earlier. I'm not the president. Earlier this week, in an interview in 65 Walker, Mr. Wilkie, I stated joint duties of the British Naval Base in Singapore, Australia by our fleet, and good in the situation in Hong Kong.
Never heard of it.
This puzzle, the story has been a very important effect that the United States Army and Naval are associated with forming for nearly all of South American countries to the establishment of bases in those countries, which would be producing all of the South American countries.
Well, I'm afraid that's a blown-up story. In other words, I think the actual fact is, of course, as you know, we have a good many Latin American officers who are here from time to time, some at the present time, some before, and some in the future. And the same way, we have our officers from several countries down there. It should be obvious that they are discussing facilities. Things like whether there were enough airports and so forth and so on. I think that's all that's happened. They are merely interchanging information as to what there is and what's needed, both down there and up here.
Well, Mr. President, all these heavy questions are going around. I'll hand you one. Have you any reason to believe that Germany and Italy are working for your defeat in this election?
Well, now, it's a little bit difficult to answer that except by saying that you ought to read the Post as well as the Star. If you read the Post this morning, or the New York Times, there's a dispatch, one of those special dispatches to, what's his name, Herbert Matthews, is it?
Didn't deliver the Post to my house.
There is a story in there from Rome, New York Times man. And it's just one of them stories. I've worked over for a little amused. So far as the United States is concerned, the Axis is primarily interested in keeping her out of the war and trying to prevent our mechanized way help Britain. The three-power alliance was intended to be one step in this direction. It well may be that another step will be taken. Paragraph. Moreover, the Axis is out to beat President Roosevelt. not as a measure of interference in American internal politics, but because of the president's foreign policy and because of everything for which he stands in the eyes of Italians and Germans. This election is realized to be of vast importance to the Axis. Therefore, it is normal strategy for the Axis to do something before November 5, which would somehow have a great effect on the electoral campaign. Well, I've got newspaper story, but that's all I have to say.
You could add it. Who are you quoting there, the writer? The author?
Yeah, so it's the Salvador Matthews. Wild, New York Times, Rome, October 3rd.
You have any reason to believe that
the I am just quoting the press at you. I'm just quoting that part at you.
Mr. President, you heard that the Democrats
have
run
as bad as
the
Clark
Arts
for
28.
I saw it in the paper this morning, please. No expectations.
Will you make any political speech?
Well, I don't know. I'm too busy even to think about dates. I'm going to speak sometime around the week of October, beginning October 23rd. I don't know.
21st.
But probably from the White House, probably not a big gathering, and I don't know yet whether it will be. Oh, well, you people can judge those things better than I can, whether it be called political or not.
Is that the one with the health treatment forum, sir?
No, that's just a little how do you do.
Mr. President, are you making any progress in the selection of a draft director?
Not an awful lot. I'll have news as soon as I can possibly get it.
Mr. President, can you...
I'm waiting for the other one.
Can you tell us, sir, anything about the number of tanks that we are going to send to Canada and what the consideration involved is there? There's a story from Detroit today that 105 went in yesterday.
Well, if you were along the other day, you saw a lot of old World War tanks rather rusty in a field. Of course, most of those tanks were delivered to the government. They were practically finished at the end of the war in November 18. The actual delivery was made in many cases after war was over. We didn't get them to the other side. And as I understand it, the Canadians have bought some of them for training purposes. Most of them, I personally doubt very much whether they were motored.
You don't know how many.
They're only good for training purposes, that's all.
What? You don't know what the number of tanks is involved.
Not very many.
Mr. President, are you going to discuss recess or adjournment with the House leaders this morning?
I'm not going to discuss it with them. I'm going to find out from them if they know what they're going to do.
You ask them to come down, sir.
Well, I can't say that, no. Neither did they ask to come down. Neither one. In other words, we were talking about an entirely different thing, and I don't know whether I or they said, hope we can see you soon. And I said, why don't you come down tomorrow? No, that's not. I asked him to come down.
Mr. President, a newspaper in Japan today publishes a report from this country that Mr. Hull is going to resign from his cabinet after the first of the year. You have any comment on the report?
That's just another one. I guess that's another one, too. I think that's all. I think the one that's done, is it Youngstown? I don't know. We're not definite on it.
Mr. President, does this tour envisage a speech dedicating the big superhighway in Pennsylvania?
No.
Does it?
That is
include
open.
A dedication?
I got a telegram that is open at 1 minute past midnight last night. Remember, I suggested that they go ahead and use the highway. Sometime I'm going up and we'll have a formal dedication.
Mr. President, there are also stories that Mr. Kennedy is about to resign and Mr. Bullock may succeed in London.
I guess that's another one. Which way'd that come?
I think we had it from Chicago Daily. In London.
London to Berlin to Tokyo to Washington, and
all around the world.
Mr. President,
where are we headed this time?
Mr. President, we were told out the Navy Department the other day that the members of the British Surgeon Commission and some of the officers of the Army and Navy were visiting airplane planes in an effort to iron out minor differences between the types of planes, that is, the standardized type of planes that are being used in Britain here. I was wondering if that's going to be extended to other war materials susceptible of standardization.
I think so.
Mr. President, is there any consideration of
to do what about Southern Force?
The American Air Force in Southern States, California,
training Navy. No, no. There's some discussion about it. A private school is a very different thing. I don't know what happened to
it. Mr. President, there's continual hunch or urge in the press and other places for more aid to Britain in one way or another, either money or arms and munitions. Have you anything to say about that?
I don't think so. I think you'd probably better ask the on the production end, ask Mr. Knudsen, because things are going along just about as fast as any human being can make them go along.
What I have,
and Mr. Knudsen refers it to Mr. Morgenthau, and Mr. Morgenthau will refer it to the President on that question.
Well, I think you can only give a general answer. Things are going, but we're speeding things up quite as we possibly can.
Well, what I wanted to bring out was that somebody or somewhere, there seems to be a complaint that we're not living up to the formula, all the aid short of war. That they're holding back for some reason, they're not getting enough. Now, that may be a true statement or it may not. I just wondered if you had anything to say.
As a
on
general
that
proposition, it is not a true statement. You've got to specify to be able to pick up any one article or one type of munition.
I can't do that.
To get enough to fit.
Mr. President, are there any domestic or international law inhibitions against Canada using our private
airfield? Well, let me put it this way, Pete. Suppose you're a Canadian boy. You're not in the Army. You have a right to come to the United States. Go to college. All right, you have an international right to come to the United States. You've got a ground course in flying at a school where you pay a tuition. You're not in an army. What you do with the knowledge that you acquire is something that you can determine after you get back to Canada.
Would that be true, Mr. President, if the Canadian pilots were members of the Army? The Canadian Army?
I don't know. That question's never come up. That's been suggested.
Thank you, Mr. President. Riding National Defense.
Good.
that. I think that's interesting about those Canadians, because it really is. We've tried to live up to that that idea. If we've any, of course, there are. We haven't discussed it, you know, a great many private restaurant foods with a charge of tuition. The Canadian boy comes down and in his pocket to pay the tuition. And he doesn't belong to the hour. Part of his education was just a grand basket.
Wonderful.
I don't know about the word direct. In other words, we wouldn't inquire whether they got the money to pay the tuition. And we'd prefer not to be told. What? Jump right in.
I think we need it.
Let's start, yeah.